Good morning. Welcome to Students in Pain Programs with Ewing, Tom, and Pete. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for a chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. So, Dr. Tong, who do we have scheduled for today?
Okay, one of the patients is Vladimir. He is the one with the elderly mother who had a stroke and complication after neurosurgery, and helped her a lot. She was basically couldn't walk, and after three or four treatments, she now walks 500 yards by herself most of the time. And Vladimir had back pain and had tried over 100 acupuncture treatments, and we'll have him share his experiences and compare to my treatment with the NBE approach with a whole bunch of acupuncture treatments.
Okay. Vladimir?
Let's get him on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How's everybody?
Good. Thank you for joining us today.
How's your mom right here? How's your mom doing?
Oh, she's doing a lot better, Doctor. I think the last treatment really gave her a boost in her energy level and also in her emotions, because she was really run down emotionally, as you know.
Yes.
The past experiences of all the drugs that she was taking. It was beating her up to the point where I think her liver was so toxic that she was not functioning properly, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think with your treatment, things have cleared up quite a bit. I think we have a little bit ways to go, but
how about
for this short time, I think she's becoming a new human being. We're so happy, and we're so proud of the fact that we were able to take her to your place and have her treated, because she's really doing wonders right now.
You are a very, very good son, and I want the audience to know this. And in America, this is very, very rare. And you take her here every single time you live with her, and you guys are like friends, and it's just so good to see the relationship. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, we learned from the Chinese culture, you know. You see, you're supposed to take care of your loved ones, you know.
Yeah,
to me, this is a religion, you know.
Exactly.
This is what religion is all about.
Thank you. Thank you, yes. How's your seizure?
The seizure activity has ceased now.
Oh,
we haven't had one since the last treatment. She is more alert. The energy level is really getting up there now.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Her balance, she worked on her balance, as you recall, very, very strongly now. She's balancing herself and doing her exercises regularly now, which I'm very proud of her. But see, her spirit is up. all this, you're balancing her body to the point now where she realizes she can do more, and I think this is the key thing. Where in the past, because of all the toxic drugs that these doctors were giving her, it was really totally keeping her in a way of not knowing who she is, where she is, what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
She almost lost hope.
Yes.
And, you know, this is the thing that bothers me the most about doctors today is that they treat symptoms, and the way they treat it
exactly.
is they combine 10, 15 medicines and they put them in your system full of toxins and they just let you die slowly.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And with all the things that they give you, not only that, but they also keep giving you drugs to counter other drugs. So they
yes.
combine 15, 20 different drugs. I'll give you a good example. Friend of the close relative of the family 2 weeks ago had a back pain. He went to the doctor and he told him you need to go to emergency. So he went to emergency and they said, well, if we're going to give you an injection, you'll be okay. They gave him an injection and the guy went into a coma.
Oh
my God.
He went to a coma. After he went to a coma, you know, this hospital, a small hospital, they said, well, we got to send you down to Scripps Hospital because we are not equipped to treat you here.
What is the injection with?
Some pain medication to help his back, treating the symptom again, not the cause, right?
How is he?
And the guy is like 59 years old. He's not an older man, you know. And he was in a coma for 2 weeks.
Oh.
So how did he get out of it?
And yes, for the last 2 weeks now, finally he's out of coma. He can't walk. He can't talk. The guy is, I can't wait until he leaves the hospital so he can go down and see you.
I think
he would be the perfect candidate for you to, again, work like you keep educating me all the time about my mother and about myself and about my, you know, you treat practically my brother, his wife, myself, my mother, the whole family, you know. Because
yes.
we believe in that because of the progress we've made.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have also experienced the differences between my treatment and a whole bunch of acupuncture mm-hmm. treatment.
So that
exactly.
You went to see Dr. Tong for your back pain, is that right?
Yeah, I saw Dr. Tong after I had quite a few back treatments and regular acupuncture. But that wasn't doing it because it was superficial, as Dr. Tong was saying. What we needed to do, he said, is to go into the body and really open up all these blockages that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I had quite a few blockages in my back, in my neck as well.
How many acupuncture treatments did you have?
Previously?
Yes.
Oh, I had over a year's treatment every week twice. So figure that, I don't know, over 100 treatments.
Wow.
From a reputable Chinese University of Chinese Medicine in Anaheim, is that correct?
Yeah, in South Baylor University.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So your back pain wasn't getting any better at all, or was it just?
Well, they used to tame it, you know, superficially.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be okay for 2-3 days, but it'll come back again.
Okay.
And now,
that's what happened after my first treatment with you. See, you were hesitating because you think my treatment is expensive. now that after one treatment, you keep on having it and tell your brother to become my patient.
Well, absolutely. Well, expensive is cheap, and cheap is expensive, as you know, doctor.
That's so true.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dealing with your health, there is no money line that should be ever thought of because
you're correct.
Yeah. Is the most important thing, no matter how much it costs. What is the use of having all the money in the world, as you know?
Yes.
And you lose your health, you know.
So how was your first treatment?
My first treatment, I think he got me better about 40%.
Wow. A lot better.
And then took 3 more treatments and he cleared me up. He said, you don't need to be treated anymore.
So right now you don't have any back pain?
No back pain.
Yes, you had 3 or 4 treatments.
Absolutely, and how about my neck? You know, you treated my neck. I used to have headaches, severe headaches every week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
That's gone as well.
Uh-huh.
And this is after having severe back pain and neck pain for a year?
For a year, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was involved in a very, very bad accident, that's what happened.
He was having treatment for a year. How long have you had the back pain?
The back pain, I've had it for real severe back pain for the past 12 months, to 14 months actually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And clear with the like 4 treatments?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, one of the most happy things is that I see your mother speaking now fluently and also very quick. She was very alert, and so she really knows what going on. Compared to when I first saw her, she was slow and her speech was slow. So you know, for an 80-some-year-old lady, that are quick and wanted to get better, and she really is totally with it. And jokes around with you and scold you and stuff like this. It was so funny to see you guys do it.
Well, I tell you, this is what you saw is only a small clip of what we go through every day.
Is that right? Yes, yes.
She has become herself again. I think I did mention that a little bit earlier in the show. And the reason behind all this is that she started to believe finally in herself.
Yes.
She was separated from herself for so long because of all these toxin drugs that they were giving her.
Yes.
These medicines that they were giving my mother, these doctors, the regular doctors, they call themselves MDs, these are actually doctors that do nothing but drug push. You know, they push all these drugs on you and fill you with toxins.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope one of these days they wake up to the fact that all this is no good to the body. Any foreign substance, as you educated me, that goes into the body is a toxin element. The body is going to reject it or circulate it, and it's going to become a major problem.
Because the body doesn't use the drugs in the first place.
Yeah, the body only heals itself or uses natural stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just the only way. And now that we got rid of those toxins, you opened all the channels in her body, you balanced her body, the yin and the yang, and
yes.
You started to work on her organs that were so depleted and affected by all these toxins.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Finally, she is waking up. She is getting to the point now where she jokes, she laughs, mm-hmm. she talks, she answers the phone.
Wow.
She hasn't answered the phone in over 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say this again. This is so different, contrast to the American culture. At this age, you know, in a typical American family, the nursing home
yeah.
and nobody to take care of is miserable. And she has such a happy life right now because she jokes around with you, she's alert, she speaks
well.
Well,
she has her family.
She can walk mm-hmm. around and exercise.
Yes, absolutely.
You
can walk. Her appetite for good food. Now, we started to work on your program, your feeding program.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hope your listeners understand that you just don't poke people with needles. That's not your job. Your job is to really open up the channels, allow the body to heal itself, take the herbs necessary to raise natural herbs, natural food for the body that needs it to really correct maybe the major organs. Then you give them a list of foods that they need to take, the hot, the cold, the mild. And you educate these, you educated us now. Now I have that list on top on the door of the refrigerator.
Yes.
So I look every day and I get her on different programs of feeding the right food because she was really hot. It's so-called hot.
Right.
The body was hot.
Yeah.
Now we're cooling the body with all these medicines and with all these herbs that you're giving her, as well as the proper foods that she takes every day. And this is something that if your listeners would understand that they can help themselves after you start treating them.
Right.
You're only one portion of the treatment, and then they can help also themselves to really affect their body to heal quicker than the average.
Yeah, this one very important point I want to make this point is that just because you're saying you're using herbs doesn't mean anything. Herbs can kill just as fast as drug if you use it out of balance.
Exactly.
Yeah, the yin and yang, the hot and cold, that is what most of the time I have many patients and I get them better. Now they start reading all these bestsellers and start putting cayenne, putting garlic, and then they come back with worse symptoms. And I always find out this, and I say, why do you want to help without telling me?
Right.
And in China, the housewife are all trained, ingrained in the fact that herbs are used to tonify, to strengthen certain organs. And they also know which herbs are hot, which herbs are cold. But in America, in the Western culture, we say this herb is good for hyperpressure, this herb is good for these symptoms, but not good for which organ, whether it's clear heat, whether it's, so in China, there's almost nobody that killed by herbs in the whole century. But in America, in the Western culture, we'll see death from using incorrectly using herbs.
Right. Another thing, I think like the audience, they might be wondering what the difference is between acupuncture and your treatment. So you might want to clarify that, Dr. Tong. Because Vladimir had 100 acupuncture treatments, but he didn't get better.
Yes. Also, it was performed by professors. And I can also admit to the fact that these professors know a lot about Chinese medicine than me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I really do not have a total formal training in Chinese medicine, but why is my treatment better? I use a lot of common sense, that's number one, but the most important thing is my injections.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at the acupuncture point, the acupuncture are the meridians, are actually the antennas for the physical body to receive the message and the healing energy from the mind. So normally when they're open, the mind's emotional energy just flow in the body. Whenever you got too much stress, you put the wrong fear in the body, mm-hmm. like using the wrong kind of food,
and
exposed to toxins. Those three are the three most major things that blocks the antenna so that your mind doesn't get in the body. That's what I've been always saying, you are not really yourself, okay? At the acupuncture point, it was blocked. The circulation don't flow because energy normally open up circulation. That's a key. Why you have all the symptoms? Because no circulation. With the decreased circulation, you got spasm in that point.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture only open it 15%, 20%.
Superficially.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Open it with a little injection of Novocaine. Open it 98% to 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're clearing the freeway 6 lanes instead of 1 or 2 lanes. So
right.
That is a major difference. That's like your back is totally relaxed after my treatment,
mm-hmm.
after even the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I told your friend, Dickie, you sent her right to me. After she called you, she had this back injury, could not move. And before I give her treatment, she was frozen with pain and she couldn't move. I told her that most likely after the first treatment, they will get off without any help. And the same thing like Abe last week, mm-hmm. And I knew after my treatment he would be able to get up without pushing with his hand,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it sounds so incredible that I have done it over and over and over again. That's how I know before the treatment I always want to make sure the patient know how much pain they have and how much improvement they have. Yeah.
So Vladimir, are you still going to get treatments from Dr. Tong, or what's your?
Well, he told me last time it's your last treatment.
Yeah,
I listen to this doctor only, nobody else. But let me just inject one more thing, doctor.
Yes.
I think what you've done also to my sister-in-law, Edith.
Yes.
Right, Edith.
In the last few treatments, a woman that was on 17 different medications.
Yes.
17.
Mm.
Now she's down only on 2, and you're reducing that by half.
Yes.
Diabetes, high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
a heart problem. I mean, the lady was a very, very sick lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And today, here she is, optimistic about her life, about herself, totally involved in what she wants to do, plan to go on vacations, plan to do things that she's never done in the last mm-hmm. 15 years.
Yes.
She's improved.
Why? Because these medicines are killing people every day.
Yes.
And these doctors are doing it over and over and over. American Medical Association and the government are in cahoots to ruin people. It's almost to me, it's a conspiracy.
Well,
they should turn around, and these people, I hope your listeners will understand that there is actually an alternative.
Yes.
To all the things they're taking. 15,000 people are killed every year because they take this non-steroid anti-inflammatory medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That is not it.
15,000, I just read it last night.
Let me tell you, okay? In JAMA, July 26th of 2000, there's a big article from Public Health. 250,000 to 280,000 people are killed by legitimate standard drugs and surgery treatment.
And that's only the reported cases?
That's only the reported cases in hospital. 250,000 to 280,000. But you don't see that publicized in headlines in the media. So you're kind of right.
If you take people think, the safest thing is to go ahead and take Tylenol or take aspirin. Well, 15,000 people die every year just because they take it because of complications.
Mm-hmm.
They have bleeding in the stomach, they have problems that they cannot detect, which is liver function, it stops, and they have more and more of these things happening every year to the point where people don't realize that these are nothing but toxins.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And when you introduce these toxins to the body, you are going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
It may relieve the symptom or the pain for an hour or 2 hours, but what's going to happen to the body? What is the body going to do with this toxin once it enters the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You change the energy. That's the most important thing. So that's not how you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to invite Edith to come back because she's taking less than half of the insulin she's taking.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing we noticed is also she had a full head of white hair. Now the roots are turning dark.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you're addressing the aging process here, Doctor.
Yes.
You know that?
Yes. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Really? Seriously?
Robin, thank you for taking the time to share your story with us this weekend.
No, you're more than welcome.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck to you and your mom and your whole family.
Okay, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Vladimir speaking with us on Freedom from Pain programs. He was on our show previously, show number 40, July 7th. His mother had a brain surgery 3 years ago, suffered from a subdural hematoma. She had no feeling of the right side of her body. Her neurosurgeon stated that her prognosis was bad. So Vladimir insisted that she see an acupuncturist after much resistance, though, from the hospital staff. After 5 treatments, the feeling in her right side was restored, and Vladimir has now had about a couple, more than 4 treatments with you now, right?
Probably. More than, six, eight treatments.
She now has total function of her mind and emotions. She can walk almost by herself. Her balance is better. Her energy is up.
She talks a lot better.
She talks more. This is incredible, Kate.
She's very quick-witted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. And then recently, Vladimir had back pain. Well, he's had back pain severely for 14 months and had over 100 acupuncture treatments, which only superficially helped it.
From a university,
University in Anaheim. 4 treatments with you, Dr. Tong, and he doesn't need any more treatment.
The pain's gone, the headache's gone, the neck pain's gone, they've had for a long time.
And I'm sure a lot of you out there have back pain. It's very common. I myself have back pain once in a while. Call for an appointment. This is very not difficult to treat. 714-556-8664, and it is without drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we have some embarrassing moments in medicine this week?
Well, we have a couple of patients that we cannot contact, so we would talk about some of the news that they'll be in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring them up?
Well, there's one thing. In June of 2000, there was an international symposium of sympathetic surgery about trying to deal with sweaty hands and feet. And I guess it has been known for a while that cutting a specific nerve can often stop sweating, but usually they still continue to sweat. What do you think about this approach, Dr. Tong?
It's ridiculous. Don't do it, okay? I can, the control of the human body is from the energy part, not from the nerve. The nerve secretes certain hormones and neurotransmitter is totally based on the action potential, the electricity.
Which is the energy.
Yeah, which is energy, which is the byproduct. The electricity, electromagnetic energy, is byproduct of this chi.
Right.
From your mind and spirit.
Right. The nerve is only the physical manifestation of it.
The nerve is a connection. The neural endocrine system is a connection between the mind and the body.
Mm-hmm.
Without this electricity, the nerve doesn't know what to do.
Right.
Like in a dead person, the nerve doesn't do anything.
Right. There are nerves in a cadaver, right?
Exactly. Cadaver doesn't secrete anything. Okay. The brain doesn't generate electricity in all systems, in the whole universe. Any mechanical system that moves are energized by energy from the outside sources. No exception.
Right. And then there's complications too. What if they cut the wrong nerve?
It won't work. It's not the sympathetic and the parasympathetic system doesn't work. It's all controlled from the mind.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is, if you have emphysema, there's a cell that's going to cut out part of your lung. So,
that is just as dumb.
Right.
And then 16% of people die.
16% died in the month after their operation.
That is terrible.
Right.
Okay. We had a patient call last week with emphysema. watch what I do for him. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him yet, okay?
And not only that, the operation costs about $60,000.
Pay me half of that much. I'll guarantee that I'll shoot him for life.
Oh, not even half.
Yeah, not even half, yeah.
Another thing, Parkinson's. I understand you're treating a patient with Parkinson's.
Yes, I'm treating a patient with Parkinson's, okay? And in fact, one of my patients wrote to Michael Fox. And I had written to President Reagan that I can help him, I can help Michael Fox, but all these people, I am not trying to promote myself. I do know that I can help these people because I do know that everything comes from the mind. And let me tell you what happened to this patient. This patient was so rigid. So she's kind of in the later stage, okay? She's trembling all the time. But one of the things that really bothered a third observer talking to her, she was so rigid. She was like her body frozen in spasm. But all the treatment, you can see the relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
That I only have one treatment for her. The problem is that in the past, when I treat these people, most of them discontinue after some number of treatment because of financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But they all improve. And I have, for people who have trauma that are caused by acute problem, like I have a black man that had what they call post-viral trauma, or this is another name, they put syndrome after that and make it a disease, okay? I completely eradicate the trauma. The trauma comes from liver and kidney in deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
That means that due to stress, due to hot weather, spicy food, and going to bed late, that's how you deplete your yin.
Right.
And I think this couple, I hope that they can continue treatment because eventually I'll get rid of the trauma.
Well, basically the standard treatment for Parkinson's is Sinemet. That's the marketed drug right now.
Yes.
And they say that the drugs often lose their effectiveness over time, usually within a few years.
Yes.
And the longer you use them and the higher the dose, the more likely they are to cause the jerky movements of the body. So
that's right.
That is so, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you put toxins in your body to just increase the symptoms?
Yes.
And, the magazine that I'm reading here says that the good news is that Parkinson's often progresses at an unpredictable pace.
That's not a good news.
Good news?
It could be bad, it could be good, you know. So they do not have any good news. They don't have to write that it's an unpredictable pace. And I just, that's a terrible news.
It's an unpredictable pace.
You want to predict, so you want to do something.
So you can control it, right.
Well, you know, we are running out of time. Our message to you is clear that all degenerative problems can be cured because it comes from something you do wrong in your life. And find out what those factors are, correct them, you'll be slowly cured, okay? Go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, drtong.com. You'll find things from Alzheimer, allergy, asthma, all the way to uterine prolapse, zinc deficiency, that are cured. And remember, a lot of people that are cured do not want to write or get on a radio show. And there is not too much incentive for the medical profession and the drug company to learn this method. So it's up to the public. So tell a friend about this, okay? And join us back next Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed our show. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. Call us at 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at the same time, same channel. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
Dr. Tong believes any chronic degenerative disease can be cured. Call him at 714-556-8664 to get relief naturally using your body or get information and email at drtong.com. Again, the number to set an appointment is 714-556-8664. Coming up next, Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith on the Christian Radio University, KBRIGHT, AM 740.
It's true. Solomon & Solomon finds top-rated companies with auto insurance rates so low, it's practically like they have money waiting for you. Rich Bernstein, president of Solomon & Solomon, tells us that listeners are discovering just how much they can save.